This is Ali Farouk Manesh, assistant men's basketball coach at Colorado State, and you're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFK.
Welcome back to The Hull Show, powered by PDC Energy. Now's the time. I love these segments, man. We catch up with Dylan McCaffrey. It is our quarterback corner, or quarterback room, right, with Dylan McCaffrey, presented by First Advantage. Dylan, first off, man, the jacket, man, it's working. Where did you snag that bad boy?
Thank you. I appreciate it. I got it online. He just looked up Bad News Bears jerseys. I don't even remember what website, but... Had to get one.
Dang, yeah, I'm going to have to look at that. All right, man, let's get into it. Kind of a rough weekend. Yep. Eastern Washington, you and I talked about this last week, and I mean, the nation kind of got to see this team 2 weeks ago as they were on ESPN a little bit later on that Saturday night, but that's a damn good football team right there. Maybe that's the kind of team that can win the whole thing, and I'm not trying to sugarcoat it or anything, but let's just face it. You guys have ran into a buzzsaw the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, no, we knew. I mean, our conference had some really tough teams, and I mean, they do. We're learning that. We're figuring out ourselves exactly how to click and how to compete with these teams, but there are multiple teams in our conference that could go ahead and win the thing. You just got to keep battling through and finding ways to compete with those teams and battle and hopefully get some wins from them.
What do you take from a game like that? 63-17. I saw you guys score at the end of that half there. You get a couple of rushing touchdowns. When you look at that side of it, what are you able to grab from a game like that?
Yeah, I think this game, along with all our other games, there's been spurts. You know, spurts where we're looking awesome, especially offensively, where things are clicking, we're moving the ball, and then we're finishing. You know, early in the season, it was we're moving the ball, not finishing, and now it's just been like, you know, a couple drives in a row where, all right, that looks like a good offense, a well-put-together offense, but it's about consistency. And everyone knows that in football, it's hard to stack that on for an entire game, an entire four quarters, and that's one thing we got to keep harping on, keep practicing, and really just figuring out how to execute that and doing that instead of having, you know, a handful of good drives a game.
What I think's interesting too, and we've talked about it on the show, I mean, the expectations, this University of Northern Colorado Bears program 10 plus years has been kind of in a tough spot, has been struggling trying to fix it. And so when we talked about the new era coming in, the thing doesn't change overnight. In fact, it rarely changes over the course of a season sometimes. It can take that much because we were talking about it during the break. No matter how much talent you bring in, it can take a long while to get it all to click.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, it's cliche to say Rome wasn't built in a day, but that's a very true statement, and it's cliche for a reason. So that's definitely the case, man. That's definitely, like I said, there's been some really good things and some really bad things, and it's really just finding out exactly what we're going to do, what this team is, and how to execute that. Because you can look great in practice against certain looks and then come a game, and that's hard to execute. And it's really just kind of turning whatever style you choose into your own and finding exactly what works out of that.
We're talking to Bears quarterback Dylan McCaffrey. The Bears looking to turn the page, coming up against another tough team in UC Davis. And, you know, again, it is what it is. When you look at your schedule, and we're talking FCS football, the Big Sky Conference, especially this year, has got some of the best teams in all of the FCS. And we're not just saying that. You can go look at the records and look at their non-conference play.
Yeah, no doubt. They've had a lot of FBS wins overall and just a lot of wins overall. So it's tough. It's tough to keep scraping it. And you really kind of got to, from our perspective, grit some of those out, you know, find a way. We talked about it multiple times on this show. And as a team, it's just finding a way to win, man. And that's something we're going to keep harping on.
Well, second half, you know, you look at it and, you know, you guys defensively, you put some stops on there too, and then you come up with a score, ends up being 63-17. Do you look at that and say, all right, they got off to one of those starts that mentally could almost mess with you a little bit. They jump out to a 22-3 lead. Mm-hmm. How is that handled by you guys? Like, what are you talking about? Is the frustration starting to seep over, or are you guys all pretty tight-knit still, and you're like, hey, you know what? We got to weather the storm.
Yeah, it's hard not to feel frustration, obviously, but I don't think anyone felt frustration towards each other. You know, that's one great thing that we have about this team. I think everyone kind of internally looks at themselves and be like, all right, man, what can I do now? Well, what can I do to make it better? And I think the team actually did a really good job of that. And, you know, once that happens, you got to kind of, shift the mindset. I mean, you should start off a game like this, but you really can't be thinking about, all right, everything. You just take it one play at a time, you know, one snap at a time, how to execute this. And that's another thing, man, that I think we're getting better on. But looking at the whole picture sometimes can be overwhelming, and you just got to take it into small steps.
So what are those conversations like now? We talked about a little bit of what it kind of looks like throughout the game. How's the team feeling? How's the locker room at this stage?
Yeah, team, this is going to be an interesting point. We're going to figure out who's a fighter and who's not. And I think it'll be very insightful and good to see from our perspective, you know, because you want those fighters around, and anyone who's not is kind of a is either got to change the mindset or figure out a way to become one, you know?
I'm looking at the schedule coming up too, Dylan. I mean, again, we said UC Davis coming up this weekend. You're on the road there. Do you look at that like, hey, it's after a game like that one in Eastern Washington, maybe it's a good thing to get out on the road, try to clear our heads a little bit, even though you're still going up against a pretty damn good football team?
Yeah, they like you said, they're a damn good football team. And it's going to be another challenge, and you know what? I think myself and a lot of the team is, you know what? We're ready for another challenge, you know? What can you do about last week? We're moving on and say, all right, let's try to, you know, prove ourselves now. So that's the mindset. You got to go into it, and, yeah, sometimes it is nice hitting the road. I mean, going to California, hopefully we get some pretty good weather out there. It usually is. So can't ask for much more, man. Another opportunity to play, another opportunity to play a good team, and another opportunity to show our stuff. So
might avoid the first like real cold situation, cooler this weekend. Yeah. I think, I don't know if they're saying snow this weekend, so you could avoid that in California. So yeah. That'd be all right.
Yeah, I'll take it, man.
And you look at the rest. I mean, Sacramento State, Montana. These are all really good football teams. And I know that's you know, at the beginning of the season, you're not really looking at that schedule. But I think we even talked about it with Coach McCaffrey at that football summit. And we have the schedule out in front of us. And it's like, you know, new to this conference. But still, this is a tough group of teams. And we kind of knew that going into it.
Yeah, definitely did. But I mean, at the end of the day, also, we want to be one of those teams. You know, we want to be one of those teams on people's schedule. They look and say, damn, that's going to be a dogfight, no matter how good or bad they are. That's something that, in order to get to that level, we got to start beating some of these teams, got to start competing with some of these teams. And, you know, I think we will. It's just a matter of time. It's not going to happen tonight. And we got another opportunity to do that this week, though, and that's going to be awesome.
What sticks out to you so far as you're in going through that film against Eastern Washington? But then when you do turn that page, so to speak, when you start looking at UC Davis, what sticks out to you on looking at that defensive side of the football?
Yeah, overall, man, I've been impressed with their defense. I think they're really solid overall. They're a disciplined defense, you know, and I think they're coming off actually a tough loss here and kind of an upset situation. So it's always a little bit, you know, you got to be wary when teams are like that. They're usually going to come out and hit you even harder a little bit because they're going to be pissed off just like we are. So that's going to be it's going to be a fun challenge, man, and I'm looking forward to it.
You look at this is why football is just, and especially this year for some reason, it just seems like things are crazy, college football, NFL. But Idaho State, I mean, that was their, wasn't that their, I think that was their first win of the season, too.
Yeah,
so you look at that situation, and they pull off the upset. They score 27.
Mm-hmm.
So it does kind of go to show you just never know what's going to happen week to week, and I don't think anybody expected that to happen, for UC Davis to just score 17 points and lose 27-17.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. I mean, you look around our conference, like little or games like that, you know, Idaho State, UC Davis, but then you look around all college football right now, man, and that's happening every week. There's teams that you're like, wow, I never saw that coming. And that's just part of the game, man. That's what attracts people to this sport, especially this level of the sport, it's pretty crazy.
I don't know how you guys do it. Like keeping that, you know, when you have one game go this way, one game go that way, whatever, the emotions riding. Mm-hmm. Like Colfax, I'm a very emotional guy in here. Yeah. Every single Monday I come in here, I'm like, what has just happened? And then Friday I expect some normalcy, and then it hits again Monday. Yep. So I don't know how you guys ride that roller coaster like that.
Yeah, man, it's tough, especially, I mean, college football, you're dealing with, young men. You got dudes who are 17, you know, to 22 on your team, and that's a no matter which way you chalk it up, man, young men ride off momentum. And I think that's such a big part of this sport, such a big part of the college level, is momentum. And that's something once you get a hold of, you can't let go of it. You know, you got to keep fostering that and really just rolling with it, man. Because I've seen momentum take teams far, you know, teams that maybe don't have enough talent or you know, something like that. They take it really far.
We're talking to Dylan McCaffrey. It's the quarterback room presented by First Advantage as they get set for UC Davis coming up this weekend, trying to get it back on the right track, too, which, as you say, can be a lot of work. You're going to find out pretty soon as far as those players that are really willing to step up, put that work in, and take it to that next level and try to get this thing, you know, what, 5 games remaining already. So try to get this thing back out on the positive side.
Yeah, no doubt. And like I said, that's a take it day by day, play by play kind of deal.
So yesterday you told me a mix between studies and NFL stuff. You got to watch a couple of the games. So you saw the craziness going on throughout the National Football League.
It was crazy weekend. You're right. Unfortunately, I couldn't watch quite as much as I would have liked. I had a couple exams to finish up, a couple papers. So, but from what I saw, man, geez. Yeah. it's wild.
No, that's what Kansas City lose by what, 18 to Buffalo last night. So you have Patrick Mahomes. Yesterday was a rough outing for him. They have a lightning delay though.
Yeah.
And you know, Dylan, I'm like 97 now, so I'm getting past my bedtime there, waiting for it. But I did finish it out until, you know, the last 2 minutes of that game.
Yeah.
But that was absolutely crazy.
It was crazy. I mean, everyone knew Buffalo was a really good team going in, and you know, it's tough to doubt the Chiefs, really, you know, with the success they've had.
Even at 2-3, you still don't doubt them,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, yeah. You know, that's a team, obviously, that could beat anyone still. So, you can't count them out. You can't ever count them out. They're going to be a team that I'm sure they'll figure out a way, pick things up. But, I was impressed with how good Buffalo looked as well. So, that was pretty wild, yeah.
Well, and I mean, again, talking about that unpredictability side of it, it's like who would have really guessed Josh Allen, quarterback for the Wyoming Cowboys, which is a respectable team, but
yeah, no doubt.
I don't think anybody's predicting that A, he's going to be this great player, and or B, he could be the league MVP this year. I mean, he was close last year, so it just goes to show you just never know sometimes.
You really don't, man. It's a crazy game, and I guess, I don't know, I can't speak as much to the NFL level, but I mean, I'm sure momentum plays a big factor in there, too. And they seem to have a lot of it right now.
Dylan, going forward, man, I know you guys are going back into the lab, getting to the film study, getting back out on the practice field to try to turn this thing around. And you know what? I think there's a lot of optimism around this Bears program, and that's what we asked at the beginning of the season. We looked at it and said, okay, it's a brand new day for the UNC Bears, and you and I discussed that a lot, bringing these guys in, and it does need to take hold. Yeah, in a perfect world, it all takes hold day one and never stops, and we've certainly seen when it can take hold with you guys. Now, as you said, just trying to find a way, get out to a good start and be able to hang on to it.
Yeah, no doubt. And it's really, at this point, I'm thinking it's a matter of when we click. And I think it's coming, man. And I'm excited. We've seen a lot of good things, and it's really just about keeping those going, stacking good days on top of each other, which is hard to do, but I think this team has the people to do it, and I think the attitudes are still in a position where, you know, we can.
Do you feel, as a leader, of course, any quarterbacks are the leaders on these teams, and do you feel an extra sense of, all right, this week I know I need to go out there and still be that positive guy. I have to keep encouraging these guys. Even though it was a rough couple of weeks, I still have to be that that voice of positivity going forward.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's kind of in my nature in general, which is a good, I guess it's a good quality to have as a quarterback, but you know, it's something where I truly believe you can't harp on the negative forever, man. If you do, you can get sucked into a pit there and just kind of stay there. And you know, I didn't play great this past weekend. I've had a couple tough weeks in a row, but what are you going to do about it? I can't go back and change that. All I can do is control today and tomorrow, and control what you can control. And that's something we've been talking about too. And I think that positive attitude is super important, you know, for me and from everybody. And I think a lot of this team has it, which is great to see.
I'll carry it over on the road. See if you guys can get some of that positivity out, get to that quick start, and go up against the UC Davis team. Hey, really good football team, but Idaho State kind of showed us that they can bleed a little bit over the weekend. So, Dylan, my friend, wish you the best of luck. We'll be rooting for you again this weekend as you guys head out on the road.
I appreciate it. Yep, thanks for having me, like always. So.
All right, my friend. We'll get at it. Hey, we'll see if you watch a little more football. We can watch Monday Night Football tonight. We got Ravens and Colts tonight.
Yeah, I plan on watching it.
Who you got?
Ooh, that's a tough one, man. I don't know. I think Ravens have been looking good, man. Yeah. And my gut instinct says them, but we'll see.
I've been going my gut instinct lately, and it doesn't work all the time.
Yeah, no, not all the time. But
Dylan, appreciate you, my friend.
Yep, thank you.
All right, 12:49 the time. We'll take a short break. We'll wrap up hour number one. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy.
Northern Colorado's voice and your home for the Denver Broncos is 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.